All right, guys, welcome back to Commission Reviews. Yes, at this time, I have some breaking news. I have some tea. Okay, just sit back and wait. I got you. I'm going to tell you what it is in just a minute. I'm on mute. All right, guys, welcome back to Commission Reviews. First of all, if you have not joined my membership, take a few minutes and do that. All right. Welcome back to Commission Reviews. I have another treat for you guys. Now, we are on in between the shows, like the Ready to Love, the OWN Network. We are venturing to TV One, and I am excited. It's my first TV One interview, and this show is amazing. Just came out, honestly, and I'm already hooked already, mostly because the dynamics are a bit different, and it pulls from different shows, which I love. And, of course, first, it celebrates my people. It's just a beautiful thing, okay? And I'm always going to celebrate that no matter what. All right, really quick, let me go ahead and bring my girl up here, Queen Ashley. How you doing, baby girl? Pretty in yellow.
Thanks.
Citrus. Oh, no.
Hey, how you doing?
I am doing okay. My freaking trailer did not download like I wanted to, but it is what it is. I ain't going to worry about it. All right, let's get started with this, ma'am. This show is... I know we have a lot of shows, reality TV, where there's like a different dating show, but to me, this is different. I'm going to say that. Do you feel this show is different than anything that's out there right now? And it's so much.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, for starters, there's a bachelor and a bachelorette, and we're actually, there's a bachelor and a bachelorette, and we're living in the same house, and we're looking for love.
Yes. That's the biggest difference. Plus, you're all in the same house. Like I said, it takes from the island show. It takes from the bachelor. Like you said, they put it all into one thing. I just think it's a beautiful thing. It was very smart. And the Kirk, that situation there, I look at them differently now. From just the first episode, I just can't even imagine. But I love the way you have a couple on here, a married couple that's been together for a long time for you guys to go to for advice and mentorship. So what made you get into this show? And I asked that question because... you are a beautiful Black woman, successful, okay? How did you get into a dating show that's going to be on TV, a reality TV show at that?
Well, honestly, I still don't even know how I got on the show. I believe someone reached out to me. Oh. But I thought to myself, I've tried everything else. I'm still single. And what do I have to lose for going on this show? And I knew that I would be 100% myself on this show. And, you know, if I meet someone, great. If I don't, great. Honestly, I just knew I didn't have anything to lose. So I said, let's do it. And I think I'm out of the box.
Because dating right now for you before this, how was that like? What does that look like before you got on the show?
I consider myself a professional dater. I've dated
okay.
many people. I've done the dating apps. I've done, you know, clubs. I've done... you know, just meeting someone in person. It's just different. I would say that I just haven't found that person. Has dating been hard? Not necessarily, but finding the one okay. for me was hard.
Okay. That's a big difference right mm-hmm. there. So TV One, getting on a reality show, once you found out that you were in the show, mm-hmm. I know most every show is different. You're not able to tell everybody, but maybe close family and friends. What was that reaction like? Because you've never been on a reality TV show.
Right. Oh, man. It was kind of surreal at first. I didn't really believe it. Okay. I was just like, okay, I'm one of those people. I need to see it in order to believe it. And so I was like, okay, yeah, they told me I'm going to be on a show. They told me who the hosts are going to be. Tammy and Kirk Franklin. And I'm just like, okay. I was excited, but at the same time, I was like, hold on, Ashley. Let's wait. Let's calm down a little bit and wait until you actually start filming and then get excited.
Okay. I can understand that. Once you you still don't get to know a lot. This is a brand new show. Mm-hmm. So you kind of are venturing out. What made you say ultimately, yes, I'm gonna do it? Because with other shows, you can at least go back and watch the older. The blueprint or whatever, for this is different. How did you make that decision?
I would say knowing who the hosts were going to be kind of eased, you know, my unsettledness a little bit. Mm-hmm. Knowing that Tammy and Kirk were going to be like hosting, I was like, okay, you know, well, Kirk is an icon in music and Tammy is such a great person. Mm-hmm. I just thought to myself, there's no way they're going to be a part of a show that's not going to be a good show. You know what I mean? So I was like, why not?
That I get, because people were saying they thought in the beginning it might have been a Christian dating show when they saw Kirk. Did you get that? Kind of, did you think maybe?
Absolutely. Believe it or not, I thought it was going to be a Christian show as well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when I found out that it wasn't, it was fine. Okay. It was fine. I appreciate Kirk and Tammy so much for allowing me and, you know, and The Bachelor to just be ourselves.
Yes.
Good
yes.
and bad.
Did you know anything about Brent? And the reason why I asked that is because I cover Ready to Love. And so when we first saw him, we was like, oh my God, I even did interviews from his season. Uh-huh. Did you know anything about him going into this?
I actually watched the Atlanta episode of Ready to Love. I don't know what season that was. I don't know if that was the first or the second season, but I definitely watched it.
I think it was the first one.
First. But I didn't even know who The Bachelor was going to be until I walked into that house.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. So when you saw him, you was like,
head, I'm like, wait, I know this guy. I was like, wait, I know this guy. He's handsome, but I was like, wait, I know him from somewhere. And then, you know, of course, I was like, oh, yeah, I remember him from Ready to Love. So, but, yeah.
I have to ask this now because he's very handsome. Girl. Mm-hmm. And I saw a little preview. Not as a sport, I know better. But I'm just saying, when I first watched it, I was like, they would be a handsome couple. Not saying they can't explore and do the things. But I ain't gonna lie. When I first saw it, before I watched the whole clip, I thought it was about you guys getting to know each other or something, and I saw one of the girls saying, oh, she like him. And I was like, oh my God, everybody's gonna say that she's gonna be with him. Me, myself, I don't think that. I just don't think that. I think you guys are trying to find, and you're gonna go with the process. But I just know everybody's gonna stir up the little pot with that. How do you feel about that? Because they're already talking about it already online. I saw it yesterday.
Absolutely. We've been getting a lot of those questions. The only thing I will say is that there were no rules, and you're just gonna have to watch and see what happens.
I am so intrigued. Oh my God. So there is a bit of mess, a little drama, a little cattiness there. How did you deal with that? Not asking what happened, we'll find out on the show, but how did you deal with that? Because that to me would be a downside if I was entering the house and doing the social experiment such as this.
Honestly, I've kind of always been a loner. I've always had a really small circle. And anytime you get a lot of women in a house and men per se, there's going to be some personalities that clash. And I kind of expected it to be that way a little bit, but I just remained myself the entire time. Okay. And you're just going to have to watch the show to learn exactly what happened and, you know, what happened after what happened.
Okay. Got you. Black girl magic right here, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. I'm pretty sure pretty classy and handled it her way, period. I can argue I get the vibe. Not saying that drama is not classy before anybody coming in my DMs and all the comments and things. I'm just saying. We have drama, but it's how you handle it. I'm a woman of a certain age. I'm 47 years old, and I feel like it's how you handle it. So, So being in this house, how long were you actually in the house? I know in the beginning, we're at the beginning of who you guys are going to choose. Mm-hmm. Once everybody comes in, how long are y'all actually in the house together?
Oh, wow. Which house?
The dating house is the only house I've seen.
Well, if you remember watching the end of the first episode, Kirk tells, you know, the two daters that Brent and I chose that they're moving into a mansion.
Yes. I'm sorry. Yes, he did say that. So, because that was saying there's steps. Steps to this. So when y'all get to that point, how long? To me, it cuts it down compared to in the beginning where you probably be there longer. Well, since it's going into that, is it a lesser time that you all are in the house together? Because you got to make a decision with how many people are going to, I don't know how many people are going to be in there, but I saw the group, like the women, so it's going to be more than a few. So right. How long were y'all actually in the house together? That's a lot of people.
Okay, so once we made all of our decisions, we were in that house about a month.
Wow, girl.
Yeah.
Oh my God. See, you guys are really doing it as far as different reality shows. I know that because I wrote a blueprint. I wrote it, made it up, whatever. I'm just being sarcastic. I'm saying it's, wow, I'm so intrigued. This is so different. So y'all gonna be house together for a long time. That?
Yes.
Wow. Y'all are gonna really be, woo! Yeah. Okay, so so much there. You have to come back. You have to come back. Oh Jesus! Are y'all gonna have a reunion? Are you allowed to say that? Are y'all taping a reunion or not? Are you allowed to say that or no? I don't wanna.
I can't say that right now.
Okay. Most shows do, and I'm only asking because, like I said, I've done reality TV for years. So, and not every series, the reunion, if it's really a drama filled series, some series won't even do it. So I was like, I've got to see the reunion for this show because I don't know why I just feel like I'm going to eat this up. I just see so much that's going to happen without even knowing. So this experience for you, this is your first reality TV show. Yes. Would you do a reality TV show again?
I would say that, first of all, this experience was amazing. I wouldn't take it back for the world. However, right now, I don't think I need to do it again. I think I got everything that I needed to get from a reality show of this, you know, magnitude, and I'm ready to move on.
Oh, wow. So, interesting. So you like, baby, I ain't doing this no more. You're saying it really cute, but to me, I feel like you're saying, baby, that's enough. I'm done.
Well, I mean, like I said, it was an amazing experience, and I met some amazing people.
Oh my goodness, who
I absolutely still keep in touch with. So, but I just, for me, I just don't think multiple shows like this, I don't foresee that in my future, but who knows? Who knows?
Well, let's not say dating. I really should have rephrased it as there's shows called Big Brother. There's not necessarily about love. Competition shows is nothing I cover. The challenge, I cover that as well. And there's not enough of us, Black women, on these shows. Because it's and you know, you're doing all kind of, it's like Survivor on 10,000%. So would you be interested in doing something like that? That more or less will test your mind, your soul, your everything, your body. It ain't got nothing to do with no dating. At all, trust me.
I don't foresee reality TV in my future again. I'll just say that. However, you know, it was a great experience.
Okay, girl, you got me weak. I'm sorry. Let me take me a drink. That's a sip. Girl, I'm sorry. It's so classy. I'll read so much though. Oh my God. I'm very blunt. And I'm just like, readings is so much. She's like, it's a great experience. It's great, but no, ma'am, not anymore. Now, I say it because I do reality TV. I always ask, but I do it at all. Like, what I do reality TV, I cover it so much. Lord have mercy. I say I would do it. I sign up to this stuff thinking about ever get a call.
Right.
Actually, if I ever got a call, I would handle it because I dissect so many shows. I've talked about so many people. Girl, I don't know if I can handle it.
And see, and that's the thing that a lot of people, well, you know what comes along with reality TV. You know, you're opening yourself up to the world to make, you know, to give you advice, to have opinions on your life. And for people like Brent and people who have been on multiple reality shows, I commend them. I commend them wholeheartedly. They are some brave people.
I agree.
And you know, this is my first one. I haven't had any, you know, any bad backlash or anything like that. I pray that I don't have any. But it's just a lot to, you know, kind of open yourself up for the world to see. And I think, I don't know. It's a lot. I'll just say that.
I agree. Because I've talked to so many cast members from different shows that I know that it can be a lot, good and bad. It's pretty overwhelming as well. I've talked to people who just got on the reality show and wanted to leave reality show within the first week and could not because contractual things, you know, you can't. and they just didn't know of the comments on the Instagram or the Facebooks and the DMs, because y'all get DMs that are insane. I've seen some, and I'm just like, why? You know. So, I mean, I commend you as well. It's a brave thing to me to open yourself up to so much. And even now, the show just started. So, your journey, you had the first experience of being on the show, no one really knowing about it. Then the experience of people coming out here, and, oh, I have a new show. Mm-hmm. You usually go into a journey of people watching the show, giving their opinions. Then you have the bloggers, the fans. Then you finna go into the show once, and if you may or may not have the reunion, baby, you just are getting started.
Yeah.
You just...
I was like, I can't even really answer the question fully,
right?
You know,
right?
I haven't really experienced, you know, what's to come yet.
Some of it I already know, unfortunately. But I'm not gonna say negative. I'm just saying, just you're a beautiful woman, and people are gonna have lots of opinions about everything you do. Even with me as a blogger, trust me, I get DMs about a video I do, so I can't imagine what you get as far as gonna be on this platform. But I think it'll be fine. TV1 is, to me, is where they're repping the package. It's really nice. I love the way they're doing it, the production, just the idea of it all.
Absolutely.
Do you believe in love after this? Not saying it before, but I do believe that shows like this kind of make your mind change a little bit of how you may see dating and love life. Do you believe in romance and love and all that stuff? The old school.
Yes, I do.
It's beautiful. So this show did not change or alter any of that.
No. If anything, it
did you
make me more like just more in love with love. I'll say that.
In love with love. Wow, you literally are, because there's a black bachelorette that just dropped that even note to yesterday that she's black, and because I remember I first started watching, I said, this is a girl.
I just saw that.
So I was like, oh my God. The first thing I said was, would you try it out for Bachelorette?
I think I would have back in the day. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like I may be over the age range now. I don't know.
Actually, no, ma'am. I did not even think that at all. I think that. No. Girl, stop. When I saw Courtney, I know some of them are really young, or whatever, but you know, that's not crap. You don't even know. They wouldn't even know. I'm 47. People are like, oh my God, you're 47. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think you would be excellent on there. When I saw her, I thought about you. I did. Yeah. I thought about you. I was like, oh my God, I can see her with the roses and things.
Yeah. But I am glad that, you know, number one, there is a black bachelorette. Mm-hmm, and I'm glad that I'm on this show.
It's a beautiful
Having
show, I'm telling you.
Kirk and Tammy was a huge part of my life filming this show. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So, some good advice, I'm assuming, it came from them, right? Life advice about just probably everything, I'm assuming. They have a lot of history between them.
Exactly. A lot of advice about marriage, about dating, about trusting yourself, family dynamics, just advice and just seeing how they carry themselves. Being human, number one, but also just being who they are. It's kind of hard to explain because, you know,
their whole vibe.
We've all seen Kirk on TV for years, right? To actually be in the same room with him and you know, get to know him and be around him for so long and have him give advice and, you know, him cracking his little jokes and things like that. It's honestly, and it's an honor. It's an honor to be around him and Tammy, of course. And I would not trade it. Honestly, I think I would rather be on my show than The Bachelorette.
No, I think it's going to be a different level for The Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. Now, there was a part that you spoke about your personal life, about your parents. And I remember watching, I was at work. I teared up in the car. I was like, oh, my God. Because I'm pretty sure Kirk, the way they're talking to you, it will get you emotional. I was getting emotional as you were speaking. Was that hard to open up about your personal life?
Yes and no. I would say yes, because it was the first time that I've ever really opened up to anyone about, you know, my dad's addiction problem and how I grew up. But at the same time, Kirk and Tammy just made me feel so comfortable. You know, it made it easier.
Okay. 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 That's beautiful. Because that seemed like that was very difficult. The way you spoke about your mother really touched me. I love my mother as well. And the way you was like, you wanted to make sure she's good. Oh, I remember, I'm telling you, I was just like, oh my God, yes, girl. It made me just like you so much more. Your whole vibe is very infectious. It's a whole vibe, mama. So I just was drawn to you and like protective. And I saw the women talking. No, I said, wait, what did they say? What you say about Ashley?
Like, all right. Okay, have my back, girl. Please do.
I was like, no, ma'am. Okay, don't start. No,
right.
I was like, love my commentary for this show. Go be insane.
Yay.
But good and bad. I guess. What happened? Wait a minute. Can you see me?
Yes.
Okay. It's my PC. I hit my mouse. I'm sorry. I was like, oh my God, no. But this experience for you, this journey, I'm looking forward to seeing what it brings for you. I really want you to come back on after reunion, no reunion, or end of the last episode or whatever, you know, when the decision, I'm sure some kind of decision, final, whatever, because I want you to be able to come on and be a little more open. I want to introduce you to my subscribers and just introduce you to everyone, because I just knew you, it'd be a pleasant experience, which it has been. And so I'm looking forward to the rest of the season. And I want you to come back on so you can really speak your tea. Because I'm just telling you, girl, I just know you're gonna have a lot more to say. And I want to hear all of it.
Right.
So please do me that favor and come back on and speak when we have a little more elbow room to, you know, get into the things. But the show is different. I want to promote a show to celebrate us, and this is one of them. And I'm happy that you took some time out to come and see Commission Reviews and the Commission Reviews crew. So what else do you have going on besides the show? Is there anything else? Is this entertainment, or is this the only thing that you've done as far as like TV or anything like that? I know you have a job like anyone else does in a career, obviously. So is there anything else you have going on besides this?
Oh, wow. There's actually a lot of things I have going on.
Oh, love that. Yes.
Damn. I did have a 9-to-5. I worked as a research chemist for over a decade.
Let's go. Hold on. Wait a minute. That deserves a little more than that. Hold on just a second. I love it. Go ahead. Continue. Sorry. Go ahead.
And I did. No, you're fine. I did quit that job a year in 2022. I quit April 15th to... you know, still be a chemist, but a chemist in my own way. I will have, you know, some products eventually. I have a boutique that I already have the clothes for. I'm just waiting for the photos. So I will be launching that on my Instagram and theactual.com. And there's just going to be a lot of things that I'm going to be kind of like rolling out with the show. Because now I'm an entrepreneur, and yes, I do have a rental property that I'm in. I just came back in town last night to, I got to get some new tenants back in. So I'm all over the place. I'm doing everything. I always had my hands in a lot of things. So.
Oh, I love that. This is a boss, ladies and gentlemen. We have a boss up here on my panel. I'm going to go ahead and give a hand clap, first of all, for this, because this has been, okay. I'm so animated. Love it. My God, I am so happy that I got to have you come on here, baby girl, and just everything. Now you tell me about your, well, I knew you about anyway, but your background, and you're very smart. You're a very astute individual. Like, chemistry is not my thing. I love history, and I am a boss too. I have my own things too. So
yes,
like mine. So mama, please take some time to come back on here again when this is all at the end, and we're really gonna spill. Guys, this is Ashley. She's come on my platform and she took some time and she's booked and busy. You just heard her. Yeah. But you follow her Instagram. I will have her links in the description. And once she drops her clothing line, whatever she's going on, I will also add that to this live and promote it on my Instagram as well. That's just how I love to support people who support me. So yes, with that being said, Miss Ashley, thank you again for coming on. Guys, make sure you hit that like button and subscribe. All right, guys, this is Commission Reviews, and this is gonna be the end credits, and we are